Derek Hardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KDIA KRLS. Two members of the Knoxville volleyball squad, Addie Duncan and Jordan Counts, after the 3-0 win Tuesday night over Davis County. Congrats, girls. That has to feel good to start the conference off 1-0.
Yes, yeah. We knew going into it that they would be good and that we had to bring our A game so that we can hopefully bring home a conference title.
And, Addie, I know Coach was always saying, you know, Davis County, pretty impressive in the summer when you saw him. What was working tonight, especially in the first two matches?
I think it was a lot of our pregame, just having fun, but then coming out on the court and really locking in, focusing on just our warm-ups and the game plan, and I think we just came out ready to go, and I'm really proud of all the girls tonight.
The closeout set is always the toughest, and it was. You had to really kind of, dig a little extra. What kind of turned that around for you? Because you were trailing a lot in that mat, in that set.
Weenie had some clutch serves there at the end, lots of aces, so really good for us there. And I don't think any of us were nervous, which is key when you're getting close to ending the game and it's a close match. So I think just staying calm, putting away balls when we need to is good.
Yeah, I completely agree. We stayed calm when we needed to stay calm.
You had a lot of times where you were serving. I could tell the points came when Abby Keitchis was serving, Addie Williams, you, Jordan, when you were serving as well. What was working with all your serves? Because there was a couple streaks where they didn't know where the ball was going to go.
I think Abby does her float serve is really good, so you never really can tell where it's going. And mixing up who you're serving to, going deep, going short, just mixing things up really keeps them off.
So far, as we're talking to Jordan Counts and Addie Duncan, members of the Knoxville volleyball squad, 6-4. How nice of it was to come off maybe not the best night on Saturday at Bondurant Farrar?
Really good for me. I haven't even thought about that day since then, so just moving forward and day by day, game by game, going out there and just playing volleyball.
Is that what Coach is telling you? Like, forget the what just happened, focus on what's right now, here and now?
Yeah, I mean, well, we learn from it, fix what needed to be fixed at practice, and then just move on.
Front row, I thought, very impressed, especially Mariah Rebarger. What an addition she has been. I'll get both of your opinions. I mean, you didn't have her last year, but, boy, that's quite a presence up front.
Yeah, her block is really good, and her swing, when she gets that timing right, it's really good.
I love having Mariah out there with me, just her energy. And if I need someone to put the ball down, she's the one, like, give it to me. I want to be the one to put the ball down. So love her energy. She's great. I'm excited to play with her.
You're the setter, Addie. So when someone gets that from you and then puts one down, how does that make you feel?
Really good. I mean, I try my best to put them in the best positions possible. So most of all, I'm just proud of them when they get a good shot.
Now, you two are dual sports, and, I talk during the summer out at the Knoxville Raceway about drivers doing double duty. You girls literally did double duty on Tuesday, and just by your tennis match scores, it looks like you girls had a volleyball match you needed to get to. But what's that like going across the street, and then when you're done, it's like, all right, I got to hustle over here to the school because we got something else going on.
Yeah, you really have to just, like, change your mindset, but then, like, you want to stay at tennis, help the team, but you also know you have to get back. So just being there for both teams is really supportive and nice.
Addie, what's that like? I mean, you're one of the players that Coach DeMoss counts on.
Yeah, it's definitely very physically demanding and mentally, but just being all in on tennis when it's time to be there, being all in on volleyball when it's time to play here. So, yeah.
How do you manage that? Because I know there's been some nights where you've been volleyball, and volleyball is both your primaries, so you've not had every tennis match, but how do you manage that when you know, okay, I've got volleyball practice at this time, I got tennis practice at this time?
Just like the same thing, one at a time, and then just managing my body and injuries that have been coming along with this season, and also just not thinking about sports when I have off time, just to help clear my mind and not get too stressed, and also just have fun.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think we've actually done a pretty good job at recovering our bodies, getting enough sleep, we Epsom salt baths, anything that can help.
Got to ask, what do you do when you just want to get away? I mean, is it just like, okay, leave me alone for sports, I want to do this? What do you fill your minds with, or, you know, fill your off time with?
I like to hang out with Urban and play cribbage and just see my family and go do stuff that isn't sports related and just, yeah, be a kid.
Yeah, I saw the Addie Duncan cheering section up there.
Yeah, my family's great. They're awesome. Love their support.
Jordan, what about you? What's some of the things you try to do to decompress from sports and, you know, just do kid stuff?
Yeah, me and my mom, we watch movies all the time together, hanging out with friends. Like, just getting your mind away from volleyball and tennis, it helps.
Now, obviously, no volleyball or tennis movies.
No. Stay away from that.
All right, Atlantic coming up this Saturday, opportunity to play some teams. You don't always see. What's the mindset going into Saturday when, you know, that's, you know, a couple hours away and you're going to be on a bus for a little while?
Yeah, changing our mindset, just forget about last tournament, and it's a whole new tournament. Starting off strong, especially when we have to get up early in the morning, so making sure we get a good sleep beforehand.
I think not focusing too much on what's on the other side of the net and more of what's on our side of the net. Are we pressing our hands? Are we talking? Are we doing all the little things to just play our game?
All right, Addie Duncan, Jordan Counts, congrats on not only the volleyball but the tennis win, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
That's Jordan Counts and Addie Duncan, two members of the Knoxville girls tennis and volleyball team on KNIA KFLS.